I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Chinese government will slap tariffs on American goods, including pork and fruit, as 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bichel reports. This latest trade war move could put producers across the region in a bind.
China buys a lot of American pork, and while Iowa may be this country's pig-producing colossus, tariffs would hit producers everywhere, including states in the Mountain West, like Utah and Colorado.
You know, American farmers literally feed the world. We feed the world.
Joyce Kelly is the executive director of the Colorado Pork Producers Council. She says American pork goes primarily to Canada, Mexico, and China, but all over the world. And she says the tariffs mean a lot of pork previously destined for China will instead stay here in the U.S. That will flood the market and make pork even cheaper than it already is.
And then basically, farms are going to have to evaluate whether or not that they're able to stay in business anymore.
China intends to put a 25% tariff on pork products and 15% on fruit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill to accelerate construction of high-speed broadband internet service in rural Colorado into law today. It's one of his top priorities for the 2018 legislative session. The law is designed to bridge the economic divide between rural and urban parts of Colorado. The bill will take money from a fund that long has subsidized rural telephone service and invested in broadband construction over a five-year period ending in 2023. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.